Hi, my name is Santito. This is Crypto Kid Podcast. I'm going to be talking to you guys about blockchain technology and cryptocurrency.
Welcome to Crypto Kid Podcast. This is Sunny speaking, and I'm with a special guest that's working in the metaverse and doing some big things for the future of Web3 and technology. So why don't you give a quick introduction about yourself and how you got into the space?
Thank you, Sunny. I'm Krista Mariah. I am the head muse at Hanuman 11 Creative Agency, which we are building H11.life, which is an 11-year adventure to co-create conscious AI through using the metaverse and virtual reality, as well as mobile phone, to create a oriented system, a lens system, and a pause button for the game of life.
Okay, sounds very exciting. So, what exactly do you see the future of VR and the metaverse heading since we're in the crypto world? Because I understand there's a lot of people that don't trust the Web3 because of what happened with FTX. And so how do we make the metaverse transparent and VR transparent to make society better and for people to trust it?
Thank you for the question. I think the first thing that's important is to recognize the separation between the metaverse and Web3. So the Web3 kind of encompasses all of these new technologies that are coming together in this umbrella of Web3. But the metaverse is really these interconnected and interoperable virtual worlds, right? And some of them are run with blockchain and crypto and have their own economies that are based on cryptocurrencies and DeFi and all the things that you kind of think of in Web3. And metaverse technically isn't here yet because as we define it, if it's interoperable between these worlds, that also would mean that you could buy something in one world, for instance, say it's a jacket or, you know, fashion or an asset in one virtual world, and then you could take that with you to another one. So that would be portability through this interoperability.
What do you mean by portability? Like you could go from Decentraland to another?
Exactly. So you could have maybe your character, your persona, your avatar in Decentraland, and then take them with you to Spatial or Engage or other platforms that you're interacting in this metaverse. So you think Ready Player One, right? That's a great example where you've got this whole interconnected world, and it's essentially this other version of reality. So that's kind of where I see us going, is that in the future, everyone will be able to have their own virtual world, their own avatar or avatars or digital twins. You could have your avatar digital twin working in your virtual world. Maybe they are your museum, your legacy museum attendants, and they're welcoming people in, showing them around all of the epic memories that you've had in your life. Or maybe they're day trading for you, or maybe they're connecting or doing sales calls for you. And then you may check in with them a few times a day, but then you are really living your life in this physical reality as your highest self, meaning you're actually, for a living, you're just being. You are a human being.
So is that what you're talking about before we jumped on the podcast, like a foreign currency? So why don't you explain a little bit better? Because what I'm thinking of currency, I'm thinking like digital assets, but I really didn't understand what you meant by spiritual currency.
Yeah, it's a great question. A lot of people don't. But if you think about what currency actually is, it is a method of exchange between human beings. Right? So early on in the trading, they traded gold, frankincense, or myrrh, or whatever things that they had at this trading place. And then it evolved so that you could trade more things with what we call money. And then we evolved money into numbers. And then we evolved numbers into, you know, the DeFi, the digital assets, the coins. You can see how it's evolved throughout time. So what that really is an exchange of energy. So you're converting your energy walk around and get free Wi-Fi, right? So that's been democratized to the point of being free to get onto the internet. I see us doing that with money, so we won't actually need money. What we'll do is we'll exchange our energy. So I will be offering, for me, I work with people on their personal energy. So if you have any energy blocks, that's what causes disease in your body, is because your energy is not flowing properly through your brain.
So you're like into reading people's minds.
Yeah. On LinkedIn, I'm a pollinator of good vibes. I am like a bee that buzzes around all these different communities. It helps people understand and translate between spiritual law and technology.
Oh, amazing, amazing. So like, with the company you're working on, that I'm assuming you're the founder and CEO, right?
So H11.life is an adventure, it's a project, it's a passion project and a crowdsource project. I'm a co-founder, my partner, Dimitra Jeevan, is actually the founder. He had this, essentially this download. He was an artist working in the movies, and he did the digital matte painting. So he was like painting the backgrounds where it doesn't look like it's a painting, but it's a painting. Or like the blood on Wolverine as you like see him laying on the ground in the movie. He did that kind of work. And he saw through this work in the movies, he did a lot of movies that were like on Mars. And then he had to like have this looking down on the Earth. And what he noticed was, really, if you look at the Earth from a meta perspective, human beings are really just these little pixels that are just moving around. And it's really all about the energies. The energies of the Earth are all made up of these four elements.
Water, fire, and what's the other one?
Air.
Air.
Yeah. You can also say ether if you want to have five. That's kind of what surrounds the Earth. They say ether is the Akash, which is, if you've heard of Akashic Records, which is kind of the memory storage of all human beings. Kind of like an avatar.
My favorite anime was Avatar, the last Blizzard.
Airbender?
Yeah, that was growing up. I loved watching that. So, the company that you're a part of, what did, like, they ever say something about shoes and products to use in the metaverse, my friend?
So, I was talking about Gravity Sketch. And Gravity Sketch is the application, it's a 3D virtual reality application that we're using. Instead of designing shoes or cars, which is what it's primarily used for, we're actually building a model of the human psyche and of the human being, so that you can zoom into your mind center and kind of see how it works, how inputs come in, and then how you're processing that, and then how you're metabolizing it into your body, so you can look down through your different energy centers and see the different aspects of each center.
You mean by chakras, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
I'm kind of into that kind of stuff, so that's amazing. Now, with VR, the big question is, like, is it going to have an effect on human psyche?
Yes.
Really? So then why are you doing it?
So that's,
like, in a negative effect, I mean.
Oh, yeah. That's the whole point. That's why we're doing it. Because, as with anything, VR is like candy, right? It's like sugar or alcohol or psychedelics. If you have too much of it, you can get totally fragmented. You can split personalities, and then you can basically lose your mind in this kind of life, right? So that's the fear. That's one of the fears, is that we all just become these fat, lazy slobs sitting in these virtual worlds while our material world just crumbles and goes to waste. So that's why we're doing what we're doing, is we want to avoid that future by offering an alternative. Offering virtual reality and artificial intelligence as a way to teach ourselves and each other through gamifying these, how we interact with each other, and providing a platform to help us really choose which lens we want to see life through. So we're using the technology to avoid being fixed by the technology.
So do you guys consider yourself a part of the GameFi community?
I wouldn't say yet. So we have not up to the crown chakra. We could play around in the archetypal arena. We could interview. You could interview me in multiple dimensions in the space that we created. But it's not a game yet. So we need to then take it from Gravity Sketch, put it into Unity, and then make it to where you can go through that yourself. And I don't have to be there to guide you along. So that's the next step in our process to get to helping people build their own virtual worlds and identity containers.
All right, so what do you think the plan is for the next 5 years for the metaverse?
So we're at a conference called Quantum. How much do you know about quantum computing?
Honestly, I'm probably considered an amateur to other people that are here right now.
That's okay. Everybody's amateur when it comes to quantum computing, I think. Or 99.9% of humans are.
Yeah, I'm still working on my baby steps.
Yeah.
I'm not running, but how about you? Where are you at?
So you asked about the next 5 years. I actually started a podcast. We did one interview for, I interviewed the CEO of a quantum entropy company, or we talked about quantum entropy. They essentially help banks prepare themselves for when quantum computing comes mainstream. So if you've read, there's a book called Future is Faster Than You Think by Peter Diamandis. Stephen Kotler, they also wrote Abundance and Bold, which are really good books for any of your listeners to read and get up to speed, but things are going to be drastically different than they are today because of quantum computing, AI, virtual reality, obviously crypto, DeFi, all of these things. We're essentially going into Web3 right now. Most people are still in Web2. Some are kind of 2.5-ish. Some are all in on 3. We're actually looking at Web4.
Okay.
And what we mean by that is Web3 is decentralizing. It's giving the power to the people, right? It's this self-sovereignty and becoming your own bank, essentially. That's the idea of DeFi, having blockchains, the ability to break free from kind of the system. But it also introduces a lot of chaos. And, I mean, there's so much to keep up with. You see all these scams. We're losing trust in this process. So Web4 is about rebuilding that trust together based on understandings of basic human principles, understanding that we want to be conscious human beings both in the physical reality and the virtual reality and whatever other realities you want to go to. So that's what we're looking at, is bringing people back together in unity and harmony and supporting people's spaces.
Web4. Where did we get? Quantum computing obviously has been around for a while. I know they teach it in universities and all that. From what it sounds like, you think Web4 will bring more transparency towards quantum or web, towards this kind of technology, since like what happened with FTX and everything going up. So right now people are like, really turned off about this type of thing. But like if Web4, would you say Web4 is going to make it go back up?
Every technology that's introduced into the system goes through what we call a hype cycle. So you start at the point of like launching these technologies, bringing them in through, I believe, their downloads from a greater source. And then they go up this kind of slope. It's the slope of inflated expectations. So you're going up, you're hyping it, you say, this is the best thing since sliced bread. You get up to this peak. So it's the peak of inflated expectations, right? And then stuff like FTX happens. And it happens with all technologies. It's not necessarily because of, you know, shady stuff, or it all goes back to the human shadow, where that comes from. But all technologies have their own path. They all go in this little cycle. So I worked for Gartner Facebook changed their name to Meta, then there's people thinking that's the metaverse. That's Meta, the company, Facebook's virtual world. The metaverse is the whole connected, interoperable, all of it together. That's like saying Washington, D.C. is the world. That's what, like saying Meta's horizon is the metaverse. Now that I'm off that soapbox, they're tracking everything that you got there. So there's a risk in, and especially all of the new technology that's coming out, the different facial recognition, cameras inside your VR headsets track your eye movements. So essentially, what this is, we can be completely reproduced without our consent, and we have deepfakes come in. There's actually a book called All Rights Reserved that my daughter read a few years ago, and she's like, I don't want my photo anywhere in the internet, because the book was about a girl who AI stole her likeness and then sued her for it. For looking like AI stole her face. It makes no sense, but yes, they also copyright every single word that people use. So you have to pay for every word that you actually speak. And they track it. So that's what we do not want. And if you think about all the sci-fi, the Hunger Games, the like Divergence, the Altered Carbon, I don't know if you've seen that, but they depict these just apocalyptic worlds, and those are meant to help us see what we don't want, so that we as humanity can band together and say, okay, we're all made out of these elements, we all have these core archetypes, we all have a light and a shadow side, we all have something in the game to work together, so that together and be prepared for these emerging technologies, so that we can work with technology and with our own human technology that we're born with, rather than being afraid of it.
Now, do you feel like metaverse is fast growing? It's kind of going, it's kind of getting out of control?
I would say metaverse, or the virtual worlds that we categorize in a metaverse term, I don't know that there's been any control. So I would say it's actually slowed down a little bit. I don't know if you heard AltSpace VR is just shutting down their world. So Microsoft's shutting down AltSpace VR. But it's not profitable. Their consumer metaverse world is not profitable right now. So it's taken too many resources to keep it up. Not enough people are in it and actually paying. They're all launched, you know, with these premium services and these different models. So it's not profitable, so they're reinvesting that money into AI and industrial metaverse, or industrial virtual reality. So people can actually do their industrial jobs, like maybe inspecting ship liners from, you know, wherever they want to safely in a contained space, rather than have to dive under the sea and do, you know, unsafe business. So yeah, that's a big deal, because that was one of the biggest spaces in there. AltSpace VR was one of the earlier ones. Now there's Horizon World, Spatial is coming up, Engage VR. So there are many different platforms besides the kind of Web 3 ones that you know, Decentraland, CryptoVoxels, Sandbox, and those other ones. So it's just going to keep multiplying for sure.
Amazing. So what are some of the ways that we can bring along of education towards the community.
Absolutely. It's all about educating, starting with yourself. So we're saying we have the opportunity to come together as humans and solve these really big problems, but we got to start from within. We have to start by knowing ourselves better than tech companies know us, better than our tracking pixels know us, better than our computers know us, so that we can own, organize, and monetize our own data and have it working for us. And then we can be able to step into our own virtual worlds and decide, do we want to just go out there and do something? Do we want to just be? Do we want to go sense or see something? Where do we want to have? And so when we choose through these lenses, what we're building is this lens system of organizational structure so that you can see your own unseen world of data in one space and then actually make use of it and then create your own legacy museum in your own virtual world that you can take people through. And 10 generations from now, your great, 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 great grandkids can come back through and see all of the cool shit that you did while you were alive on this planet.
I just think of that as like my future kids, if I have any, they're just really dead. You look so young. You look like an idiot talking about Web 3. That's not how it went. Just seeing how much it evolved. Just like, yes, I know. I thought I knew all the answers. Just like you think you'll know all the answers.
That's so beautiful. Well, hopefully they'll be conscious enough to not call you an idiot at that point. Unless they're just joking with you, and it'll be fun.
I know when I was a kid, I used to like tease my parents all, and I'm not going to get that bad, probably 10 times worse. So what's next for you guys? Like, do you guys have anything coming up? Any events coming going down?
Yeah.
You want the public to know about?
Thank you, yes. So we launched the Human 101 Club on 11/11/22. This is kicking off an 11-year journey. It's an adventure. So we meet every month on the 11th from 11 to 1. Keep it really simple here. And so we're looking for people to join the club. You can join for as little as $1 a month, $11 a year, and you can watch as we build this operating and organic system and pause button and virtual identity container. Or for $11 you can join and you can actually participate in building it, and then it goes up from there. But the idea is to crowdfund, crowdsource, co-create the system, the content, and the game. Because once we get it all plugged in and connected, then we can just go play video games and like do our work playing video games. Or having our avatars or our digital twins do that because they're based on who we are. And we control our data and we can interact and play and collaborate and have fun with anyone all over the world.
Okay, so is it in the testnet right now or?
Yeah, so we are live in Gravity Sketch with this meta map of the human psyche to explain the concept. And over the next 2 years, we are just on education. So we're just teaching people about this missing polar language of the world, the need for an operating or orienting system for the game of life, and the need for these lenses in the container. So that's what we're doing in the club now. And then we'll start building and creating this AI so that it knows us, and as well as knows how to communicate with us, because the color language is actually based on the computer color language of RGB and then CMYK. So if you're familiar with those and working with computers, you can see that we can actually communicate on a common language with both humans and computers.
Alright, I'm looking forward for that to actually dropping. So where can people find you at? How can they reach out?
Yes, so H11.life, it's like 911, but H11 for human or heart. So H11.life is the website you go to and to learn about the whole adventure, the 11-year journey. And then Human101.club is the club. So you can join us on there. You can reach out to me on LinkedIn or on any of the other social medias, Instagram, Facebook, Discord, Twitter.
The links are going to be down in the description below. Is there anything you felt
I would love to have you. As well as this community that it accesses and uses us. So an easy button for retreats for community leaders and company leaders. And then a network for retreat property owners and pulling them together in the Metriverse. So they've got a virtual space to do retreats. And then you can go to the physical properties as well.
Ever since I've taken psychedelics, I became like a major
trans. That's the original internet, did you know that? You got the internet from the trees.
I believe it. The Indians, they knew what they were doing. So I definitely appreciate you taking the time with me working on some new projects. It was a pleasure meeting you here. For Margaret, and for those of you who don't know Margaret, I interviewed with her on my podcast before, so make sure you check that out. And yeah, I hope to see you in the future.
Awesome, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take it easy.
Did you know that podcasts are a great way to grow your personal and business brand voice? Here's a secret. We all want to feel connected to brands we buy from. What a better way to humanize a brand than through sharing your story on a podcast? KidCaster is a podcast booking agency that specializes in developing real human connection through podcast appearances. If you are an expert in your field, have a unique story to share, or an interesting point of view, it's time to explore the world of podcasting with KidCaster. You can expect a completely customized service from our staff of communication experts. KidCaster is your secret weapon in podcasting for business. Your audience is waiting to hear from you. Go to kidcaster.com/cryptokid to apply your special offer for friends of this podcast. The link will also be in the description down below. And happy podcasting.